This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will arrive in Kolkata today. He is scheduled to attend a meeting with the newly elected BJP MLAs, during which the party's legislative leader will be selected. After its sweeping victory in Bengal, the BJP is seeking to turn the swearing-in ceremony into a political event of national significance. The first BJP government in West Bengal will take oath on Saturday, the 25th of Boishakh, at the Brigade Parade Ground. Preparations for the stage and security arrangements at Brigade began on Wednesday itself. According to BJP sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari, JP Nadda, BJP President Nitin Naveen and several other central leaders may attend the ceremony. Chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of various BJP and NDA-ruled states are also being invited. On Friday, a meeting of the newly elected BJP MLAs will be held at the Bishwa Bangla Convention Centre in New Town, where the leader of the legislative party will be formally elected. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal chaired a meeting with the chairman of the Indian Chamber of Food and Agriculture, Dr. M.J. Khan. Sharing this information in a social media post, Mr. Goyal said they discussed initiatives to further enhance the quality of life of our farmers, strengthen India's position in the global agriculture landscape, deepen collaboration with the African region, and share India's expertise in the sector. He added that they also deliberated on new pathways to enhance agricultural cooperation for long-term food security. IndiGo Airline has announced that it will begin commercial flight services from Noida International Airport in Jewar from 15th of June. With this, IndiGo is set to become the airport's first launch carrier. IndiGo will gradually connect Noida International Airport with more than 16 cities across the country through direct flights. These include major metro cities like Bengaluru and Hyderabad, along with important destinations such as Amritsar, Chandigarh, Dharamshala, Jaipur, Lucknow, Navi Mumbai, Pantnagar and Srinagar. This will provide passengers with better travel options and faster connectivity. The government has debunked a digitally altered video of External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal, wherein he is seen stating that India lost 4 Rafale fighter jets during the conflict with Pakistan. In a social media post, the fact-checked unit of Press Information Bureau clarified that the video is an AI-generated deepfake video and is being circulated by Pakistani propaganda accounts to spread misinformation. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri met UAE Minister of State for International Cooperation Reem Al-Hashimi in Abu Dhabi yesterday. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said that both sides reviewed the full spectrum of the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and identified areas for further cooperation. They also discussed the ongoing regional situation and global issues of mutual interest. Akashvani organized a marathon in the national capital today to mark its 90th anniversary. The nearly 3.5-kilometre marathon began from Akashvani Bhavan and passed through Krishi Bhavan, Rail Bhavan and the RBI building before concluding at Akashvani Bhavan. Employees of Akashvani, Doordarshan and Prasar Bharati, along with their family members, participated in the marathon. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi and Director General of Akashvani Rajiv Kumar Jain were present on the occasion. Akashvani was established in 1936, continues to be one of the country's most trusted broadcasting platforms. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahe, South Interior, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The Met Department said that Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Coastal Karnataka and Rayalaseema are likely to experience thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds today. Similar conditions are also expected over Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Odisha and parts of northeastern parts of the country. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 9 runs using DLS method in a rain-hit match at Ekana Stadium in Lucknow last night. Today, Delhi Capitals will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.